Yesterday was the deadline for candidates to file their petition signatures to qualify for the ballot in August primary. And there are some familiar names on that list, including Don Shooter. He was expelled from the House earlier this year after an investigation into sexual misconduct. Joining me to talk about that and who else is running for the state legislature is Jeremy Duda of the Arizona Capital Times. Good morning, Jeremy.
Morning, Mark.
So we have to start with Don Shooter. His colleagues kicked him out of the House earlier this year. What is he saying about why he's trying to get back there?
Well, it looked like he was, you know, going to call it quits. And then just a couple weeks ago, maybe less, we'd found out that, from what he'd told us, that some of his supporters in Yuma began circulating his petitions to get him on the ballot. They were urging him back into the race. So he started handing the petitions out to everyone else and said if they could get the signatures, he would run. He already had, from what I'd heard, several hundred signatures he'd collected from before his expulsion because he'd already been running for his old Senate seat. And so it looks like he is attempting to come back in I think a very surprising, kind of, to a lot of people, a very befuddling comeback attempt.
Yeah, and he's running, as you say, for the Senate, which is where he initially had served in the legislature. What is that primary shaping up to look like?
Well, we have four candidates on the ballot for the Republican primary for that seat, but it looks like it'll really be really two names that stand out. You know, we have Shooter, of course, and we have the incumbent who was appointed to replace Steve Montenegro when he resigned to run for Congress, a woman named Sina Kerr. She's the incumbent, so Shooter will be trying to kind of take the nomination from her as she runs for a full term. And like I said, there's two other candidates, but it looks like I would guess that the two of them will be the kind of the main event there.
Among the other candidates who must just love the legislature so much they can't wait to get back is former House Speaker David Gowan. He was, of course, the subject of an investigation by a former colleague of yours into some questionable spending and reporting of finances. What is he saying about why he's trying to get back? He tried to run for Congress and was not successful there.
Yeah, he's running now, and obviously he has some pretty significant baggage with him, not quite to the level of Don Shooter, but certainly some baggage as well, where there was a lot of stories, as you mentioned, by my former colleague, some investigations by the Attorney General's office into the use of state vehicles, reimbursements for mileage and per diem. Obviously, the incident with trying to ban my colleague from the House floor. But he says, I have been vindicated. The Attorney General's office investigated and vindicated me, is what he told my colleague yesterday. And that is not quite the full story. Vindicated is kind of in the eye of the beholder. The Attorney General's office found that there had been, basically, they had been doing some things that he shouldn't be doing, but there was no chargeable criminal offense there. So I don't know. I guess it all remains to be seen whether voters will decide that means he was vindicated. But he has some name ID in the district. He has some money left over from his previous legislative campaigns. He's going to be running for an open seat against a sitting House member, Drew John from Southern Arizona. That should shape up to be one of the more interesting legislative races.
Another name that some listeners might remember is Tim Jeffries. He was the head of the Department of Economic Security until Governor Ducey fired him. He is now running for the state Senate.
That he is. He is, speaking of some of the more interesting races, yeah, he was, I think he mentioned to a colleague of mine on Twitter, he prefers forced to resign over fired is the way he prefers to put it. It was pretty accurate. But he is running up in Scottsdale for also an open seat. You have John Kavanaugh, who's the senator there, is running for the House because Michelle Eugenti Rita is termed out of the House and is running for the Senate seat. Tim Jeffries is apparently one of two or three candidates, I believe, challenging her for that seat. And this is very interesting because, you know, Tim Jeffries, of course, was forced out by Governor Ducey. So this is kind of this is going to draw a lot of attention. This was a very high profile. He was at a very big agency. This is a very high profile kind of set of incidents that led to his ouster there. And also a very high profile legislator he's running against with Michelle Eugenti Rita, who, of course, you may remember kicked off the was the first domino kind of for the ouster of Don Shooter when she went public with some allegations against him.
Certainly lots of interesting primaries to watch. And we didn't even get to the GOP gubernatorial primary where former Senate President and Secretary of State Ken Bennett filed enough signatures to run against Doug Ducey, the incumbent governor, obviously, in the GOP primary. Lots to keep our eyes on there. That's Jeremy Duda of the Arizona Capital Times. Jeremy, good to talk to you. Thank you.
You too, Mark. Thanks a lot.